And that's terrible, because if you're an artist in Music City, your record label is supposed to be ripping you off, not the general public.
Yeah. This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast,
friends till the end, and now they start talking. As a guy who's used to going into a bathroom and never making eye contact with another person in there, Gina, you informed me of one of the most amazing concepts I've ever heard about, which is ladies building each other up inside the ladies' room at a bar or restaurant.
Yeah, it's like nothing you've ever seen before. It's crazy. I actually found this video on TikTok too of this girl like describing a situation perfectly.
Heard more compliments than in this like four-stall bathroom. These two girls were walked past each other and one girl said to the other, she's like, I saw you outside getting photos and I thought to myself, that girl's so pretty, she doesn't even need Photoshop.
It's so true. Like, not to mention on Broadway or like in a bar or like where drinks are involved, it's like insane. The compliments are just flying left and right.
So if I'm having the worst night of my life as a woman, I go to the restroom, I'm coming out completely changed.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Spirits lifted. That guy who did you wrong, he's trash. It's amazing.
Can we role play? I'll pretend to be a girl having a horrible night.
Okay.
And you do what you do.
Cool.
In the ladies' room.
Okay, I got this.
My boyfriend just said he wished that I dressed and did my makeup like my sister.
Oh,
I want to cry.
Girl, forget him. You are beautiful. Look at your hair. It is so shiny. Look at your makeup. The eyeliner is so precise. You cut that crease so well. Your outfit, oh my gosh.
I wish I knew what cut the crease meant, because it sounds like you're saying something really awesome. Oh my God. Well, I just feel like garbage because...
No.
I mean, no, my mother, she just won't stop. She's calling me constantly. She doesn't like my life. And she said I'm not living it the way I should.
Oh my gosh, girl. Nobody's opinion matters but your own. If you feel bad, you should not feel bad about yourself.
I feel fat.
Oh my gosh, you're so skinny. Look at you. You are, no. Ozempic, who is she?
Stop. Don't stop. Keep saying these things.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
An LA jury has found that Meta and YouTube, this is not the same story as yesterday.
Right.
It's a totally different trial.
Jeez.
But found that YouTube and Meta deliberately designed their platforms to addict children and are ordering them to pay millions in damages.
Whoa.
And I guess they're calling this could be one of those big landmark cases like the big tobacco lawsuits.
Yeah.
There's 2,000 other pending lawsuits out there.
Whoa.
So this could be the day of reckoning for a lot of the social media sites.
Wow. Which is crazy because like we're all addicted. Like that would change for everybody.
And we all know it.
Yeah.
Like we know that's true.
Right.
And they know it's true.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We're going to like make them change the thing we can't change ourselves.
Right.
Gosh, I can't step away.
Yeah.
So do something that helps me.
Yeah. So this is kind of interesting. Pilgrimage Festival, which is held down in Franklin the past, like, I don't know, 10 years almost now. It is being postponed this year to make it bigger and better for next year. I've looked on like multiple sites. Mm. There's not much more info. I don't know why they're postponing it or any more details about next year's, but... Yeah, it's not going to be going on this year.
I have no interior knowledge, but it seems like the last few years have been kind of like...
Lackluster?
Yeah. Kind of meh.
Right.
So I wonder if that has anything to do with it. Maybe it has to be. Wait till some good bands are touring and make the best of it.
Yeah.
So this woman is in trouble in a court in Detroit because... She zoomed in to her own trial. It was a civil trial, like some kind of dispute between her and somebody else.
Okay.
But she zoomed in while she was driving.
Oh, my gosh.
And the judge said, are you driving? And she said, no, I'm a passenger. And he said, okay, well, then turn your camera and show me the person who's driving. She's like, I can't because I would have to get their permission.
Oh my gosh, what a moron.
Judge said, do you think I'm stupid?
Yeah.
And he has like automatically ruled against her. So she's like, whatever it was, she's got to pay thousands of dollars.
Wow. Yeah.
for being an idiot.
Yeah.
There's three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. Woody's got the day off, but it's not going to stop us from embarrassing ourselves.
Oh, man.
There's this game called Snake Oil. You can buy it. You can get it in the store or Amazon. But basically, it's a random set of cards with words on them.
Yep.
You take two out of the pile, and then you immediately have to become a salesperson, kind of like a shopping channel salesperson.
Yep.
And start selling that product you've never heard of before.
Immediately. Oh, it's so stressful.
Do you want to go first or do you want to go second?
Okay. Yeah, okay, let me pick some cards.
Gina, what cards do you get?
Okay. I have Seed and Regret. Okay.
So you have to make those into a product.
Okay.
And sell them.
Okay.
Ready?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Are you like me and stick your foot in your mouth constantly and feel full of regret? Well, eat the regret seed and poof, you get to rewind 5 seconds and take your foot out of your mouth.
Not bad.
Not bad. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, man.
I would buy the regret seeds.
Yeah, I would buy that too. I'd stick my foot in my mouth too many times.
I've had many times. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, that is the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Somehow I lived. Yeah. All right. My two cards say tree and leg.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna flip it.
Oh man.
And I'm gonna sell the leg tree.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's brand new. It's called the leg tree. Ooh. So if you have a whole bunch of like prosthetic legs laying around, they're taking up space.
Yeah.
Valuable floor space, cabinet space.
Yes.
Just put these hooks on them and hang them on the leg tree.
Ooh.
It's kind of like the leg lamp from Christmas Story, only nature-y.
Ooh, I like that. I like it. People could sell that.
People have bought stupider stuff.
Yeah, for sure. That would be a great white elephant gift. Okay, I came across this on Instagram, and I thought that this would be kind of fun to talk about.
Okay.
So they're animals with weird names. Okay, so I want to see if you can determine what animal they are by their name.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one is sarcastic fringe head. What kind of animal is that?
That's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Sounds like a fish.
Yeah, you're right.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Tasseled womgong. It's real. It's real.
A monkey.
A shark. You're wrong.
Okay.
Blue-footed booby.
I feel again. This was named by a drunk fisherman.
Right.
Is it?
Nope. It's a seabird. You're close.
Okay.
Monkey face. Prickleback.
I feel like I'm being led towards some kind of monkey or primate because it's got monkey face in it, but I'm thinking it's probably not, no?
It's a fish.
What are you doing, fish people?
I know. Okay, we got two more. Sparkle muffin.
It sounds like some alternate name somebody would go on the internet by. Yeah. Hit me up. I'm Sparkle Muffin 67. Sparkle muffin is a mushroom.
It's a spider. It's a peacock spider.
Don't call terrible things. Like, I don't know if it's a poisonous spider or not.
Probably.
We shouldn't be calling them something really sweet and adorable.
No. Okay, last one. Agra-cadabra.
Agra-cadabra.
Yeah.
I will say that's a reptile.
Nope.
No.
It's a beetle.
Okay. The scientists they're hammered, they're on something.
Yeah.
Somebody check them for gummies.
Yep. I really liked a screaming hairy armadillo. That one's good. And then fried egg jellyfish as well. Oh, and then bone eating snot flower worm. Those are all real.
Wow. And then there's a skinamarink. Isn't that like a reptile?
Yes.
Like a lizard?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Yep.
The world is weird. Totally Hits 93.3 with Woody and Jim in the morning. It's Gender Wars time. Two able-bodied contestants ready to play the game brought to you by Tree Fellers. You need trees removed.
All the things. They do everything.
They do it all. Completely destroyed. Go to localtreefellers.com.
Got Allison in Mount Pleasant and John in Franklin.
All right, let's get to know you a little bit. Start with you, Allison. What's a name you hear everybody talking about and you have no idea who that is?
Mason.
Jeff Bezos. Oh. That's okay if you don't know him.
He owns Amazon.
Yeah, yeah.
And the world.
Yes.
What about you, John? What's a name you hear, but you don't know who that is?
I'll try to pronounce his last name. Alan Richton or Richton.
Oh, yeah.
The guy Reacher. Who played Reacher. Yeah. Got in a tussle with somebody in Brentwood.
Yeah.
All right. Let's begin. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Starting with Allison. Why is Dick Vitale famous? Is he an adult film star, a bodybuilder, or a sports broadcaster?
Okay, I actually know this one because my husband loves sports, and it is a sports broadcaster.
That's right. Woo! Basketball. You're up 1-0.
John, who was Prince Andrew married to? Fergie, Diana, or Camilla?
Camilla.
No, it was Fergie.
Different weird royal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were thinking, she's like queen now, isn't she, Camilla?
Camilla is, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Allison, on what part of your car would you find a catalytic converter?
The engine?
The engine? No, we were looking for exhaust.
Dang. Okay, John, you can catch up here. If you're buying the whole roll of fabric, what is that called?
Ooh, a yard? I don't know.
No, it's a bolt. Random.
Yep. All right, Allison, Better Call Saul was a spinoff of what famous Bryan Cranston TV show?
Better Call Breaking Bad.
Yes.
It was Breaking Bad, yes.
And there's no way that John can come back and win. So she won.
Allison, you got it. Congratulations.
He said congratulations.
A good sport. Allison, we have tickets for you to go to the Supercross at Nissan Stadium. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. Feeling good, like I should.
When in Durbo, walk around the neighborhood. Pen Pals are back. There's a new program in Nashville called the Peace Partner Project, and it's involving three schools, Neely's Bend K-8 School, Goodlettsville Elementary School, and then the Episcopal School of Nashville in East Nashville. So what they're doing is writing these letters to each other to help build friendships and promote kindness.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. You know, when you're a kid, it can be awkward and you're shy to make new friends and stuff. So this kind of like breaks down that barrier. And it helps that people are from different backgrounds, different schools, like different things. And what's going to happen is none of these students have met yet. They're just like secret pen pals. Cool. And then at a peace rally at Shelby Park in May, they're all going to come together and perform a song together that they've all separately learned at each school.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, really cool. And it's already sparked real friendships. Like in the story, two little girls were interviewed, and it's just so cute. And here's the song that they've all learned.
Side by side, the way.
They've still got a month to learn it. They'll figure it out.
When they're all singing together, it'll be just one big, beautiful mess.
It's so cute. But if you want to watch the video and learn more about it, go to our Totally Hits Facebook page or our website, totallyhitsnashville.com.
So many people work in the music industry here in Nashville that this can affect a lot more people than it would in any other city, I guess.
Right.
But they're being targeted for scams.
Yeah. And I mean, even just fans too.
Right. People who are like really into a certain artist.
Yeah.
What's happening?
So I guess there's been over 500 complaints related to romance scams. So these scam artists, these cyber criminals, whatever, they're targeting these people who are like super fans and pretending to be in a romantic relationship with them. They have totaled more than a $12 million loss. And the majority of the complaints were from people 60 years or older.
I know this is like a cliche, but it seems like most of the scams are getting people over a certain age.
Yeah.
Because they're just not, I don't know, they don't have the walls up, or they don't know like some of the things that people are capable of right now. Or they're just like so lonely.
Right. The $12 million just like absolutely shocks me. The other thing, I guess they're getting people for like tickets and festivals and meet and greets too. People have been scammed out of more than like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
There's big money in the music industry right now about like they make some stuff off of the concert itself, but then they make like almost as much out of the private meet and greets that they sell.
Gosh, they're so expensive.
And people will pay it for the artists that they love.
Yeah.
And so it's probably easy to just pose as somebody who's arranging those things.
Totally.
And somebody gives you like, you know, oh, here's $2,500 so I can go back and hug Luke Combs or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. No, you're not wrong. It's really sad. And like you said, like people who are most vulnerable are getting the ones getting attacked, and it's right. What can you do? Like,
yeah, they don't have the money probably to do it.
No.
You know, to survive it. Ugh. It's like taking their savings. Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
And I heard like music artists themselves are getting targeted, like things to get their two-factor authentication so
right.
that they can like kind of people can get access to their like accounts and stuff like that.
Yes.
And that's terrible because if you're an artist in Music City, your record label is supposed to be ripping you off, not the general public.
You know? Well, and that leaves a bad taste in your fans' mouth too. Like, oh, I got ripped off from like Morgan Wallen's tour or something. Now I don't even want to go see him.
Right. That artist has nothing to do with it.
No.
But like, yeah. I mean, just right now, all you can do is associate that artist with heartbreaking loss.
Yeah, leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Be careful.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Good news for the fans of Project Hail Mary. The author Andy Weir had just revealed he is working on a new science fiction book. It's not going to be a prequel or a sequel to any of the other books that he's written, like The Martian, Artemis, or Project Hail Mary. Should be pretty good. The other ones are pretty good, I hear.
They're really good. Yeah. Project Hail Mary, the movie is just, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies just like popcorn. Everybody would love it. You just can't walk out of there without having a smile on your face.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. So if you were over 35 and you wanted to join the Army, you weren't allowed. They had a cutoff age of 35, but now they're going to raise it next month to 42. So conceivably, like say your 40th birthday, you go, I want to join the Army. They will let you.
Wow.
They say it has nothing to do with what's going on in Iran.
Okay, that's good.
But probably just trying to, recruitment numbers may not be up. So they're kind of lowering their, changing the standards that they have to get more people. And they're also not going to disqualify somebody from enlisting if they have just a single marijuana possession charge.
Okay, that makes sense because I'm sure a lot of people who have those are like got them when they were younger.
We're all young and dumb at some point.
Yeah, so I like that. John Mellencamp is going to be receiving a huge award at the 2026 iHeartRadio Awards. It's the Icon Award.
He is.
And the person that's giving him the award and like presenting it is his daughter, Teddy Mellencamp, who just beat brain cancer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a cool emotional moment. Well,
yeah.
I hope the best for her.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, really cool. How special would that be?
Yeah. And he's one of those artists. I think the toughest thing is the person who's got to engrave the trophy. Because do they, which of his many names do they call it? Is it like John Cougar? Is it John Cougar Mellencamp? Is it John Mellencamp?
Yeah. He has choices. Gosh. At least he has choices.
What do you got going on the rest of the day?
I need to desperately clean my house. So I'm going to try to do that.
In between feeding the baby and taking care of your husband.
Yep. Yeah,
and myself. Parent to both.
Yeah. So we'll see what gets done. What about you?
I've got a few things to do. I've got to figure out what I'm going to do with some chicken that I've defrosted.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm just congratulating myself for getting that chicken out of the freezer.
Before.
Like not figuring like 5 o'clock today going, oh, crap, what do I do?
That is a gold star.
Yeah.
You should be proud. Really.
So I'll be spending the rest of the day patting myself on the back for doing something completely basic.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow morning. We'll be back. Totally Hits 93.3.